This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Angie.
Just pick up the phone. Call 855-450-3733, and you can talk about whatever you want. Also, you can use our Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com, and you can download the app there, and it makes it a lot easier, and you're a lot clearer. That's discord.freetalklive.com. Until then, Angie, we've got you've got an article about how to live better.
I do. The article comes from TheGuardian.com, written by Susan Saunders and Annabelle Streets. These are two women who had some health issues, and they saw that their family had to care for their mothers and their grandmothers, so they decided to do a little research. After they did blood testing and all that good jazz, they found that there are a few secrets to healthy life. One of the first ones, enjoy coffee.
So coffee will help you enjoy life.
It will. It's a combination.
It certainly helps me enjoy life.
Yeah, I think it's great. A combination of the antioxidants, polyphenols and phenylalanine, recently identified compound that researchers think.
Stuff.
Yeah, it helps fend off Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
Okay. And now, is that because, well, I guess you wouldn't know necessarily, but they probably studied caffeinated coffee as opposed to decaf coffee. So maybe it's the caffeine that's in it. I won't be able to participate because I can't drink caffeine. But
okay.
Nonetheless, I like the taste of coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I like it for the caffeine. So,
you drug users over there, you're just drinking the coffee for fun.
What can I say? I am addicted. It also says that when you walk faster. Pick up your pace a little bit. It'll help get your heart rate increased.
You know, whenever I go for a walk with my wife, she is a, she's been speed walking since it was a thing back in the 90s. And I think women are just better at speed walking than men are. I think it's the hips. And
she's got long legs.
Yeah, well, I mean, for a woman, I've got longer legs than she's got, but I think it's the hips,
yeah.
Personally. Either way, you know, guys will chafe
hips.
A little bit. She's always, I have to slow her down to be able to catch up to her, because she really books.
It also says that when you exercise in green space, get outside, enjoy the fresh air, maybe on top of a mountain, do some yoga.
Half the year there is no green space here in New Hampshire.
You are right, but you can always go outside and chop wood, and that's considered exercise. It's just white
space. It's good exercise.
It says that you should fast every day.
Okay.
That means that go for long periods without food. Your body will appreciate it.
I have heard that, and there's, you know, intermittent fasting, as it's called, has gained some popularity. I've done it for some time now, but mostly what intermittent fasting means is eating dinner, you know, and then not eating anything after dinner and then skipping breakfast.
Yeah, you could do that, unless you go a little longer.
Yep.
The longest I went was 36 hours.
That's pretty impressive. You can go to sleep. I that's the part that I always bothers me, is the
sleep?
Idea of going to sleep.
Oh, no, I would go to sleep. No problem.
Yeah, no. So. Going to sleep hungry just doesn't seem like something I could do.
But I pounded a lot of water because I exercise a lot.
Yeah.
So, it also says build muscle. Again, exercise. They believe that resistance training is important for aging as aerobic exercise.
One of the first big markers of aging is that you're losing muscle mass.
Yeah, it says after 40, you lose 1% a year.
Right. And that means that, you just can't do things the way you did them before. If you do resistance exercise, you're going to retain as much of that as possible.
Yep.
I worked at a gym for some time, for years, and we had an older guy who'd come in. He was probably in his late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still built. He had lost some muscle mass over time, but he didn't do huge, tremendous exercise. You know, he didn't have some big workout or anything.
Yeah.
It was at one point he did, but now he was just maintaining as best he could.
Yep.
And by 78, he was beginning to lose muscle. And by what I mean by that is he's probably had as much muscle as I do now at 48.
That's so, pretty good. That's 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. He managed to retain pretty well.
Well, if I can do that.
His wife also came in, and she was. They were both just sort of, you know, working out. That was their thing.
And yeah, I completely agree with that philosophy.
And, you know, if you're coming to the gym, you don't have to do the same exercises as your spouse in order to, you know, have a good time or anything. But it's a place to go and hang out and have a good time.
I think so. It also says that reading books can help. Reading is sedentary and solitary. Frequent reading has been linked to longer, healthier lives. A study showed that 3,600 over 50-year-olds found that reading increased longevity by almost 2 years.
Reading, what's that mean? Just the people that read live 2 years longer than people who don't?
Well,
the idea?
It says while those who read for more than 3.5 hours a week live longest, the researchers said that 30 minutes a day was still beneficial. Meanwhile, every expert seems to recommend reading as a means of getting to sleep.
Yes. They don't like you looking at your little screens.
Doesn't give your brain time to slow down.
Now, the one thing that I would have to say to that is I read all day. It's just I read a screen all day.
Yeah.
News stories and these sorts of things. And I doubt this is the kind of benefit that they're talking about.
No, it's probably a book, something with paper.
Yeah, probably a book. People love books.
It suggests that working longer can help you live longer. So don't retire so early.
I feel like it gives you something to do. Some people, you know, they have that next thing that they want to do, whether it's golf or fishing or whatever. My father-in-law takes these things like they are jobs. And so I'm pretty sure he's all right. But there's other people that are just like, oh, well, what am I going to do now? And they putter around and they don't get nearly as much. And they, you know, life loses a certain level of meaning.
Oh, absolutely. It continues. It says to keep learning. Old brains are just as equipped to build new neurons and synapses as young ones. But this process works best when we repeatedly force ourselves to learn new things.
Yeah.
The brain loves novelties, craft games. Even cooking from a new recipe, all can trigger the creation of neurons. But the more complex and more difficult the new activity is, the greater the rewards.
Right. So whatever it is that you do, like I said, crafts and games and, you know, cooking on different recipes and, you know, learning a new language. There's all kinds of things that one can do in order to keep your mind busy and working on new things. But if you just stick to the same old stuff, then you're not learning in the same way. You gotta find new things.
Yep, you have to expand.
Right.
YouTube is great for that.
It has had lots of instructional videos, that's for sure. Lots and lots of them.
One of my favorites is take a nap.
I like that one.
Get rest. Clear out your medicine cabinet.
I take a nap, though, I'm probably going to go to bed later. And that's, I don't know. Naps kind of throw things off for me if I'm not careful.
Well, what time do you get up in the mornings?
Well, 8:20 is usually my target time.
Okay, and what
Remember,
time?
I work evenings.
What time do you usually go to bed?
Somewhere around 11:30 to 12:30.
And your naps are like 20, 30 minutes, maybe?
Oh, no. If I take a nap, I'm down for an hour and a half.
Well, see, I'm up at 5:30, and I usually, if I take a nap, it's like 20, 30 minutes, and I'm in bed by 11.
You have kids.
I do.
They're coming to bother you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know if it's the 14-year-old, the 8-year-old, or the 18-month-old. One of them has got something to say.
It's the 18-month-old.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. She's, well, she needs her mama.
Yes, she does. Clear out your medicine
Welcome,
cabinet.
Jay.
Thank you. Sorry I was late.
No problem.
But I listened on my way in.
Excellent. We're talking about ways to live longer.
I know. I like it.
It says only spend on vitamin D and zinc. Study after study has found that supplements have very little benefit.
Yeah.
We invest in a good food instead. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I've seen study after study go after supplements. I'm probably not going to stop taking the ones that I take. But I do, you're right, it's vitamin D and zinc are the ones that they can say, these definitely your body can use these.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D can be difficult to get for people in the winter months and stuff like that, so it's a good idea to take it.
Says use olive oil as liquid gold. Such are benefits with improved heart health topping the list.
They don't say anything about cooking with it. I've heard things about, well, you're supposed to have it raw or whatever, but not cook with it above 140 degrees or some
shtick. No, it just mentions that...
That's how I felt, too, is that drink the olive. Just have the olive
Yeah,
oil.
Just take a teaspoon.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Better than butter.
I agree.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're going to have more tips on how to live longer, live better. And your calls, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about. We're talking about the ways that you can live well, well into your old age. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
here's a very important way to live a bit longer and have a better life is to brush your teeth twice a day, every day. If you and if you want to have whiter teeth, a cleaner smile, and fresher breath, use My Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Sounds crazy, right? Well, on Free Talk Live, we've been using My Magic Mud since they were just getting started, and we can testify that it is an awesome product. It's been, I don't know how many years, I'm going to guess about 8 or 10 years that I've been using My Magic Mud. I think 10 might be an exaggeration, but about 8. And it's so indispensable to my life that I haven't been without it that entire time. If I'm getting low on My Magic Mud, I'm terrible about replacing everything. Everything. My wife gets so angry. It was just this most recent time was sriracha sauce. I'm like, we're out of sriracha sauce. She's like, why didn't you tell me we're out of sriracha sauce? Well, with My Magic Mud, this, I take responsibility for this one, and I make sure that we have My Magic Mud in the house because it's so important to me. First, I used it for 4 days. And there's been a couple of times when I've sort of petered off. Maybe we went on vacation. I didn't bring it with me or something like that. And then I'll use it for 3 or 4 days again. I'll just go for 4 days, once a day. And that'll take all the stains off your teeth. It's amazing. And then every 3 or 4 days after that, and you will definitely see the effects. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I'm really, really certain that it cleans better than a regular toothpaste, too. You can get My Magic Mud at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get you 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com, FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Yeah, teeth is very important for health.
Sure is.
I know a lot of old-timers that like work, and one thing I've noticed about pretty much all of them is, you know, they might not have a pretty smile, but, you know, I'm talking guys 80 years old. They got their teeth, and, you know, and they're healthy, but they're also like farmers and stuff, you know, like dairymen. But, yeah, that My Magic Mud is a great product, and it's got so many other good uses, too. I actually, years ago at a party, I had some with me, and there was a girl who had alcohol poisoning, and this was way out in the woods in Arizona, and everybody was concerned. So I actually took some probiotics that I had, and I opened the capsules up, dumped out the probiotics, and we filled them up with My Magic Mud, and we got the girl to drink them down, and, you know, she was like, yeah, I mean, everybody agreed that it was okay to do. That was there, and she had drank too much, and we think it helped her out a lot.
Yeah, they have carbon pills. When I was in Mexico, we took them because I had what they call the turistas, which is intestinal issue that affects people who are not used to that particular area.
Right.
Yeah. And that was what was prescribed by the doctor.
Well, we didn't have any carbon pills, but I had My Magic Mud because I actually have a thing of a powder in a glove box in my truck, and always have toothpaste in my truck because for years I didn't, you know, there's a lot of times I didn't come home for a night or two because I was trucking or whatever. So I've always done that.
You know, when we ordered My Magic Mud, we had never heard of it, never used it. But when we brushed our teeth, we did it really well. And the next morning, our gums hurt because we brushed our gums with My Magic Mud. And that is something that you do not do.
I'm also told that you never go more than 2 minutes. That's another thing as far as My Magic Mud goes. Angie, would you go on with the list?
Let's continue with this article from TheGuardian.com. It talks about bone density. You want to build bone density. Says that cardio is one of the most beneficial ways to do that.
Really?
Yep. If your joints are up to it, jumping. Try jumping 10 to 20 times a day with a 30-second rest between each. Other high-impact exercises such as running or skipping also increases bone density. Resistance training such as lifting weights also boosts bones. But
that's what I would have thought.
Yep. But exerts less pressure on the joints.
Yeah.
If that all sounds too sweaty, ballroom dancing improves balance and coordination.
I always say, young men, learn to dance because that will make you, well, you'll be the only guy in the room that can dance.
Oh, the only one that
I'm sorry, the
dance.
Only straight guy in the room that can dance. and that's a nice position to be in.
Oh, definitely.
There's a Tom Petty song that starts off with Grandma and Grandpa. They're 90 years old, and they keep on going because they keep on dancing or something. And I can't remember the whole song.
Yeah, I think dancing is great for dancing's great for everybody, and you know you shouldn't be worried about what you look like doing it because well you're just not that important anyway, right? Like everybody's worried about themselves,
yep.
Not about you. So have a good time and move and get excited and have a good time.
It helps with your bones.
That much too. Let's go with Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I bought by an alkaline water store here in Albuquerque.
There's a store that only sells alkaline water?
Yeah, I mean, I have seen alkaline water, and I've seen it in the stores. Like, I was walking to CVS, and there was no alkaline. You did hear about it, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know much about it. I've heard that you don't want to get it too alkaline because it'll bond with things, but I don't really know the specifics.
But remember that the alkaline actually, I said calcium is alkaline, and that actually helps to cure cancer. Alkaline drives off the acid out of the body, and it brings in the oxygen. And I'm thinking this must be the same concept. Because I went to a health food store and there was a water filter, you know, like a Brita, you know, like a pitcher one. So they charcoal filter the water of impurities, and then it has like these white like calcium like pebbles.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking if they are calcium or dolomite or something similar.
Well, what color are they?
They were white, and they were white circles. So then they percolate through these white rocks, and I'm assuming they're some form of calcium, and then I should have asked them because I've never seen water filter.
Supposed to be some miracle cure that fixes everything, kind of thing, or what?
Well, I did not know. I have no idea. I mean, it's popular enough where I've seen a store. Like, you could go in there and fill.
Yeah, that amazes me that you can go into a store. Thank you for the call, Sarah. I appreciate that. That there's a store. Like, a store just dedicated to alkaline water. I can't believe it.
Well, they probably sell you the alkalizing machines. I was in Colorado, and there was a place that you could go in there, and they just give you some alkalized water if you want to drink it, and you could buy bottles of it. But you can actually, I actually, Market Basket here in New Hampshire, you can see alkalized water, 9.5 pH. We'll tell you one thing. When it comes to coffee, years ago, a friend of mine had a coffee shop, and what he used to do is he used to alkalize the water. He had a machine to alkalize it, so when he brewed
the coffee beans make it more acidic.
Right.
So it brings it back to basic.
Yeah, it brings it back to basically basic. I mean, most of our bodies are very acidic anyways because we consume so much sugar and processed junk food.
That's interesting. That part I've heard, and it sounds interesting to me, the sort of trying to rebalance, but I don't know any of the specifics. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York then held his own press conference where he said Everything's on the table, and the president will be held accountable.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point, all options are on the table, and nothing should be ruled out.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 221 points to close at 25,126. The NASDAQ fell 60 points to close at 75,47, and the S&P lost 19 to close at 27,83. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. We're talking about ways to make yourself live longer, live better. And you're welcome to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. You can talk about that or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Jay, we're going to go to ForkFest here, and I think it's like 3 weeks. It's really soon.
Oh, is it that soon? I got so much stuff to get prepared. If anybody's interested in blacksmithing.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Gosh.
Really. If anybody's interested in blacksmithing, I'm setting up my man camp there. So man camp's going to be geared more towards kids, but I'm going to have plenty of adult stuff too. So
kids need to learn these things, but adults sure should.
Yeah, it's a good. I I got some more complex, bigger things in mind that adults can forge. Kids, I got a couple of small, coat hanger, hanging basket hanger type things they can forge, a little lighter steel than I've been using.
Jack, my son went and, you were testing out this equipment with him, and he made a basket hanger for his mother, and now his grandmother heard about it, and she wants one too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, orders are coming in.
Actually, Jack's got a couple of projects. They want a little firewood holder thing made. I got some pictures of that, and he's excited to do it. So, ForkFest 2019, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th to June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through June 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning on an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party.
Yeah. It's ForkFest.party, right?
At ForkFest.party. And a note I need to throw out there is one of my biggest issues I have with my man camp thing is kids show up in jogging pants and shorts and flip-flops, which it doesn't really work too well.
At a camping festival.
Well, I mean, even when I show up to my house for it, I guess I haven't been really clear with it all the time. But, yeah, if you throw a set of, you know,
the worst jeans you got, right?
Well, jeans don't have holes in them.
Yeah.
You know, because there's going to be pieces of metal flying around, and, you know, somebody's going to get burned.
Sometimes they get burned. I mean, you don't want to send their best jeans.
Shiloh got burned, but he remembers now.
Oh, yeah. Actually, when Shiloh got burnt, he was like, hey, Jack, that hurts when you get burnt. And he definitely paid attention, like, a lot better right out. And it was a little, you know, superficial, burn.
Just a little piece of metal flies off.
What I call a safe learning injury.
Well, that's happening in welding.
Continue on ways to live longer. Cultivate friendships. It says that loneliness is a big mortality risk as diabetes. Research links social isolation to dementia, heart disease, stroke, depression, and a 29% greater risk of dying.
Wow. That's that's pretty impressive that that just getting out and doing something with people can really make a difference. And many of these places have senior centers. Many towns have senior centers and
community centers.
Centers and that kind of thing. And there's always some hobby that you can participate in and find people to talk to.
Absolutely. You just have to get out there and try new things. Don't be afraid to look stupid or to not know anything. Just go try it.
I have a lot of friends that in high school, their grandmothers, like, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically remember I had, like, four or five buddies. I think it was their grandmothers. And it was like, but their grandmothers just, like, sat in the house and watched soap operas. Like, that's what those people did, when I was a little boy.
Yep.
And they were, like, when they retired at, like, 65 or whatever, they literally just parked themselves on the couch.
Mm.
And I remember, like, we were young, I was 8-9 years old, and, my grandma died. Oh, man, that's terrible. But my grandmother, she was running around doing all kinds of stuff, taking care of us kids and helping us with things, and, she was very, very active. And actually, they're both pretty active still. Both of my grandmothers still around, and they're both very active, and I think that's why they're still around.
I think activity makes the difference.
One thing that it suggests is to change how you eat. Particularly in the evening. Changing how you eat rather than what you eat can make a bigger impact on longevity than radical dietary overhaul. Piles of vegetables, whole grains, pulses, and lean protein fill up our plates now. We also aim to eat earlier whenever possible to allow digestion to kick in well before bedtime.
That seems like a good idea. And so, it's not telling you got to cut out all the food. It's just changing how you eat.
And when you eat.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely helps me out a lot. And if I get into this routine of working really late and not eating, and I get home, I'm hungry, and I have a hard time sleeping if I, like, eat at, like, 10 o'clock and try to go to bed at 11, or a lot of times I get home at midnight and, have something to eat, get into bed, and then it's like, I wake up and I'm just like, it's like I hadn't even gotten to sleep.
Yeah, things go poorly when I'm responsible for feeding myself. I eat the wrong things, I eat them at the wrong times.
Yeah, and it's easy to do, especially if you don't food prep.
Yeah.
Something else you can do is add turmeric to your diet. It's an anti-inflammatory.
So I have been eating turmeric in a, capsule form every day for years. My wife put me on it. I'm not exactly sure what the heck the reason is, but I presume it's good.
Now, when you first started taking the capsules, could you tell the difference?
No.
Okay.
I don't pay that much attention. I'm not exactly the most in tune with my body either.
Okay.
I just, I'm just taking what I'm supposed to be taking.
So I started having some lower back pain about 7-8 years ago. And I was actually in Colorado at the time, and I was sleeping on a bed that wasn't that good. And talking to one of my buddies about it, and she's like, she literally gives me like a bottle of this turmeric. She encapsulates it herself and just take like 3 of these a day with some kind of fat whether it be like coconut oil or some butter. And so now what I do is I put turmeric literally on almost everything. And one important thing with turmeric is you kind of have to consume it with a fat, otherwise it just doesn't really work, and that's kind of left out of like many things.
Says this here with black pepper too.
That is what they say also, but I put it in my Bulletproof coffee.
Does it have a flavor?
People definitely taste the turmeric, and like I gave someone this weekend we had a bunch of people over the house, and I made Bulletproof coffee for everybody just the way I do it, and they're like. And one brother's like, oh, this is good. The other brother's like, this is terrible. Did you put turmeric in here?
It suggests meditating. Meditation isn't just a hippie woo-woo. Research shows it has powerful effects on the brain. It appears to reduce stress and promote empathy. And regular practitioners seem not to lose gray matter or suffer reduced concentration as they age. Just 15 minutes a day is enough to strengthen telomeres, the caps that protect our DNA.
Huh. Telomeres? Is that?
Yeah, telomeres.
Telomeres, sounds right. Okay. I had no idea that was the case. I go to a Quaker meeting, and a lot of people call what we do meditating. I think there's a pretty good argument for it.
What's Quaker?
Yeah, so Quaker's the tradition is Christian, right?
Okay.
They started in like the 1650s. But it has, it's splintered, and there's several different kinds. But more or less, we sit in silence and wait on God to speak to us. So that means sitting in silence and determining, you know, what it is that is going through your head is of God and what's just a bunch of stuff rattling around. And
okay.
There's always that.
How often do you do that?
I do that weekly for an hour.
Just once a week?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's easy to sit and for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a pretty easy thing to do, and I would recommend for people. You know, some people just concentrate on their breathing. Just pay attention to your breathing, and then when you start thinking about things, which is inevitable, just let that thought go, and then get back to thinking about breathing, and you know, keep returning to, you know, the breath.
Okay.
And that's a good way to do the sort of meditation thing, and see what the value is for you. Many people really enjoy it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. 10 minutes is really achievable, too. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. We're talking about this list of ways to live longer and live better, and we're going to be wrapping it up here in the near future. It's it seems great. Seems like good advice and ways to just sort of be happier. I advise it. So, Angie, please continue.
There's just a few more of them. One of them says to eat more fiber. Says that if you make just one dietary change to boost your longevity, make it this one.
So they buried it here. By the way, it should have been the first one if that's what they're thinking. But I would agree. I used to say this is eat 5 prunes a day and it'll change your life, and it really will. Like, things work better with 5 prunes a day. They're relatively cheap in the store. Get them.
One of the biggest effects or causes of colon cancer, I believe, is the fact that there is like this like layer of like
this impacted stuff,
just crap in your bowels that's been there for years in some cases. And like some of these people go, what is that? There's like their Roto-Rooter, you know, up your backside, and they flush everything out. I can't remember what that's called.
Enema.
Well, it's like kind of, it is like a form of enema, but it's like you can see it going in the tube and stuff. And basically, years ago, one of my friend's fathers had it done, and the nurse said, you know, if you just ate a couple prunes every day, you wouldn't have had to come here for this. And they pumped like, I don't know, 18 pounds worth of matter or something. And he felt like so good, like, after it. I mean, he felt exhausted, you know, the next day, but, like,
sure,
days later, you know, I was in high school, and you know, so that guy started with chia seed, and he's actually in really good shape right now. He's in better shape, you know, now than he was, you know, back then, and, you know, he's in his 60s now.
Amazing.
But, yeah, fiber's so important. And they tell us with horses and everything, too, you know, they just, horses, their diets are mostly fiber, and us, they have to keep it moving through them, or they get colic and impacted and all kinds of problems.
Well, this says that fiber slows the digestion of food, thus keeping insulin levels in check, which in turn reduces inflammation, and some types of fiber ferment in the body, producing short-chain fatty acids, which also dampen inflammation. Something else it suggests, avoid blue lights in the evening.
Really?
Our electronic devices played havoc with our delicate
circadian rhythm?
Yes, thank you. Screens produce blue light, which helps wake us up in the morning, but at night suppresses production of melatonin, the vital sleep-inducing hormone. Control your exposure by adding time-sensitive filters that block blue light from your laptop.
They do actually have those. Some laptops and some smartphones will have a blue light filter for the device. So I guess that's the idea. I didn't even know why they did it. I just looked at it and like, this doesn't look realistic. I turned it off. But maybe it's a timer.
Maybe they work.
Yeah.
It says to look after your eyes. The best way to protect our eyes is to avoid smoking. Keep active and eat healthy, including foods rich in macular pigments. Anything bright yellow, orange, or green is a rich source. It says to walk a dog. The health benefits of owning a dog are obvious. Dogs need walking, caring for, and routine, all of which help us age better.
I, as a matter of fact, borrow people's dogs for the purpose of having something to walk in the morning. If I don't have the dog, I'm not going to go on a walk, but the dog gets used to the walk, and then the dog wants the walk.
And the dog is so appreciative that you
right,
take her on that walk.
It's right, a little bit of time, and it's great.
The last one says, cultivate optimism. Studies have found that older people with a negative attitude to aging have worse functional health, slower walking speeds, and lower cognitive abilities than those with a more positive attitude.
I think everybody knows this, is that a good attitude is going to last you longer in life than a bad attitude.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people all my life who have had this negative attitude, and their like quality of life really sucks compared to like the people who just have good attitudes. I know a handful of these people.
I always suggest looking at the glasses half full instead of half empty.
Well, there's a lot good to say about it, that's for sure. Let's go to the phones here. We got Dave calling in from Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just have a quick question for Angie. I don't know how to go about asking it, but it's just a question that I've always wanted to. It's just a question that I want an answer to.
Okay, go ahead.
What would be like? You know, there's a couple of chicks who I like, right? Without sounding too creepy-ish, or you know, without sounding too, you know, I don't know how to say it or whatever, but like, what would be the best way, or like, you know, how would I approach? The question of how to ask a woman if she has hair down there.
I would just ask her, are you clean shaving? Do you trim?
Why would you want to know this?
Ask her to take a peek.
Oh, God.
I mean, why really?
You want to get him arrested, huh?
Yeah. So, Dave, I have some ideas, and I'd like you to consider these. Perhaps just ask her out for coffee. Because, you know, if you want to know this information, you're probably going to find it out at some point if she continues to go to coffee and meals with you and hangs out with you and that kind of thing, right? Like, a woman's not hanging out with you for no reason at all.
I got a question for Dave.
Or if she's choosing not to hang out with you, there's a reason. So what I would say is this: don't worry about that. It's a problem that you can that can be solved in short order. Just
well, I don't need to worry about it because I just want to know if they have hair down there.
Are they
I
friends
understand
of yours?
You want to know.
Are they friends of yours?
There's a girl out in California who I know. There's a girl out in Boston who I know.
So these are people on the internet?
Actually, I'm friends with people on Snapchat.
Well, okay.
So, Dave, let's just say you're getting friendly with a lady and she's your girlfriend and you're going to go explore that region of her body. Would it make a difference if there was hair there or not? Are you going to be like, oh no, I'm done? Are you going to run away if it's one way or another? I mean, does it really matter?
Well, I like girls to have hair down there. You know, if they're clean shaven down there, it's like,
It does look a little weird.
The what?
It can look a little weird if it's clean shaven.
So,
yeah,
is it really going to make a difference? The question is, would you kick her out of bed if for whatever reason she didn't have the proper grooming that you particularly like going on, or lack thereof? I mean, does it really matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
Okay, well, when was the last time you had that opportunity to explore that region from anybody who you didn't have to pay?
Back in 2013.
It doesn't matter. Thanks for the call, Dave. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This is what happens when men don't get physical attention. They begin to obsess on things.
Yeah.
You get weirder and weirder as time goes by. Ladies, that does not mean you have any kind of obligation. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm just saying that there are natural consequences. This is why we need to legalize prostitution, because...
I completely agree. But, you know, he could just tell them that he likes the hair down there if they don't have it, and it grows fairly quick.
Yeah, it'll be...
So, I mean, it will be back soon. Don't worry, Dave.
Yeah, not an issue.
But, I don't know. First off, I would think, you know... Obviously, I know some girls that are friends of mine. I could say something like that, too. But, I mean, I wouldn't even... I don't even think I'd ask them.
Right, it's none of my business.
And I don't really care. Well, also, I'm married, so that, you
right,
know...
Right, my wife is going to be disturbed at the notion of asking.
Another reason for me not to ask them. Not that I care, but, like, if some dude, like, I don't know, asked my wife, I'd be like... I might be more annoyed than her,
yep.
Or like, I, you know, ask my little sister that, like if we were somewhere, or maybe just some, you know, random girl, you know, it's like, come on, man. I mean, you got to get your head out of the gutter. There's like better things to focus your attention on in life.
Yeah, you just need to talk to, you need to determine whether they want to talk to you by talking to them. And let's just steer the conversation to areas of mutual interest, as opposed to, you know, what's the, you know, what type of underwear you wear in, teabags or granny panties. This, you know, not appropriate conversation if you want to continue going that direction. You're going to get the worst of you're going to get the worst ladies interested in you if this is how you're going to talk to them.
But he's not alone here, because I have had that question asked to me by people that I don't know very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say that it shocked me, but it doesn't really. You just kind of take it with a grain of salt, you answer it, and you move on.
I know you can kind of take questions like this pretty well, is what I've noticed. But, I mean, yeah, I would call it inappropriate questions. That's how I see it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. Free is in the freedom to ask ladies dumb questions. Free Talk Live.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.